The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter number 3, Text number 24, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 6th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter number 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text number 24.
Итак, сегодня мы читаем Шримад Бхагаватам, первая песня, третья глава, Кришна – источник всех воплощений, текст номер 24.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tatakalo sampravrite. Samohaya Suradvisham Buddho Nam Nanjana Sutta Kakate Shubhavishyati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, the Savior of the Fallen Souls, Patita Pavan. Then in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist. Purport. Lord Buddha, a powerful incarnation of the personality of Godhead, appeared in the province of Gaya, Bihar, as the son of Anjana, and he preached his own conception of nonviolence and deprecated even the animal sacrifices sanctioned in the Vedas. At the time when Lord Buddha appeared, the people in general were atheistic and preferred animal flesh to anything else. On the plea of Vedic sacrifice, every place was practically turned into a slaughterhouse and animal killing was indulged in unrestrictedly. Lord Buddha preached nonviolence, taking pity on the poor animals. He preached that he did not believe in the tenets of the Vedas and stressed the adverse psychological effects incurred by animal killing. Less intelligent men of the age of Kali who had no faith in God followed his principle, and for the time being they were trained in moral discipline and nonviolence, the preliminary steps for proceeding further on the path of God realization. He deluded the atheists because such atheists who followed his principles did not believe in God, but they kept their absolute faith in Lord Buddha, who himself was the incarnation of God. And thus, the faithless people were made to believe in God in the form of Lord Buddha. That was the mercy of Lord Buddha. He made the faithless faithful to him. Killing of animals before the advent of Lord Buddha was the most prominent feature of the society. People claimed that these were Vedic sacrifices. When the Vedas are not accepted through the authoritative disciplic succession, the casual readers of the Vedas are misled by the flowery language of that system of knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, a comment has been made on such foolish scholars, avipaschataha. The foolish scholars of Vedic literature who do not care to receive the transcendental message through the transcendental realized sources of disciplic succession are sure to be bewildered. To them, the ritualistic ceremonies are considered to be all in all. They have no depth of knowledge, according to the Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedya. The whole system of the Vedas is to lead one gradually to the path of the Supreme Lord. The whole theme of Vedic literature is to know the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, the cosmic situation and the relation between all these items. When the relation is known, the relative function begins, and as a result of such function, the ultimate goal of life, or going back to Godhead, takes place in the easiest manner. Unfortunately, unauthorized scholars of the Vedas become captivated by the purificatory ceremonies only, and natural progress is thereby checked. To such bewildered persons of atheistic propensity, Lord Buddha is the emblem of theism. He therefore, first of all, wanted to check the habit of animal killing. The animal killers are dangerous elements on the path of going back to Godhead. There are two types of animal killers. The soul also sometimes is called the animal or the living being. Therefore, both the slaughterer of animals and those who have lost their identity of soul are animal killers. Maharaj Pariksit said that only the animal killer cannot relish the transcendental message of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if people are to be educated on the path of Godhead, they must be taught first and foremost to stop the process of animal killing, as above mentioned. It is nonsensical to say that animal killing has nothing to do with spiritual realization. By this dangerous theory, many so-called sannyasis have sprung up by the grace of Kali Yuga, who preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas. The subject matter has already been discussed in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Malana Chand Kazi Saheb. The animal sacrifice, as mentioned in the Vedas, is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse. Because the Asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic literatures, put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas, Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in order to save people from the vice of animal killing, as well as to save the poor animals from the slaughtering process of their big brothers who clamor for universal brotherhood, peace, justice, and equity. There is no justice where there is animal killing. Lord Buddha wanted to stop it completely, and therefore his cult of Ahimsa was propagated not only in India, but also outside the country. Technically, Lord Buddha's philosophy is called atheistic because there is no acceptance of the Supreme Lord and because that system of philosophy denied the authority of the Vedas. But that is an act of camouflage by the Lord. Lord Buddha is an incarnation of Godhead. As such, he is the original propounder of Vedic knowledge. He therefore cannot reject Vedic philosophy. But he rejected it outwardly because the Sura Dvisha, or the demons who are always envious of the devotees of Godhead, try to support cow killing or animal killing from the pages of the Vedas. And this is now being done by the modernized sannyasis. Lord Buddha had to reject the authority of the Vedas altogether. This is simply technical, and had not been so, he would not have been so accepted as the incarnation of Godhead. Nor would he have been worshipped in the transcendental songs of the poet Jayadev, who was a Vaishnava Acharya. Lord Buddha preached the preliminary principles of the Vedas in a manner suitable for the time being, and so also did Shankaracharya, to establish the authority of the Vedas. Therefore, both Lord Buddha and Acharya Shankar paved the path of theism, and Vaishnava Acharya, specifically Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, led the people on the path toward a realization of going back to Godhead. We are glad that people are taking interest in the nonviolent movement of Lord Buddha. But will they take the matter very seriously and close the animal slaughterhouses altogether? If not, there is no meaning to the Ahimsa cult. Srimad Bhagavatam was composed just prior to the beginning of the age of Kali, about 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared about 2,600 years ago. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Buddha is foretold. Such is the authority of this clear scripture. There are many such prophecies, and they are being fulfilled one after another. They will indicate the positive standing of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is without trace of mistake, illusion, cheating, and imperfection, which are the four flaws of all conditioned souls. The liberated souls are above these flaws, therefore they can see and foretell things which are to take place on distant future dates.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
Did you ever think Krishna would be a cheater?
Мог быть Кришна обманщиком.
Prabhupada said this was transcendental cheating.
Prabhupada говорил, что это трансцендентное.
Lord Buddha is transcendental cheater.
Господь Будда трансцендентный обманщик.
He is God himself.
Он сам
and he has tricked the atheists into following him.
Но он обманул атеистов, чтобы те следовали ему.
Preaching atheism, he's getting the atheists to follow him.
Он проповедовал атеизм, чтобы они следовали ему.
So this is God's trick.
И таким образом это обман Господа.
Some people try to be very sneaky and they try to trick God, you see.
Некоторые люди стараются быть очень хитрыми и обмануть Господа.
But Krishna is the supreme cheater. You cannot out-trick him. He will out-trick you every time.
Но Господь является верховным обманщиком. Никто не может обмануть его. Он обманет вас.
It's like that man who gave $5 in the collection plate at the church.
Это как тот мужчина, который дал $5 в церкви, положил на эту жертву деньги.
He was a sinful man.
Он был греховным.
But he thought, I will buy my way into heaven.
Но он подумал, я куплю свою дорогу в небеса.
He went to the church one day and he gave $5 in the collection plate.
И он пошел как-то в церковь и положил $5.
And then at the time of death, when they were dragging him to hell, he said, no, you cannot do this. I gave $5 in the collection plate. So the agents became a little confused what to do. They took him to the gate of the kingdom of God and they said, you wait here, we'll go in and ask God what to do. So they came, the agents came back out with a $5 bill in the hand.
І тоді ці агенти вийшли з $5.
And he said, "What did God say?" He said, "Give him his $5 back and tell him to go to hell." So, you may try to cheat God, you see. But God is more expert cheater. So here we see how Krishna so expertly cheated these atheistic rascals.
И мы видим, как здесь искусно Господь обманул этих невежественных атеистов.
By taking the form of Buddhadev.
Приняв форму Буддадев.
You see, what had happened was during the Treta Yuga, the Brahmins were doing these yagyas where they would chant the mantras very, very expertly.
И что, понимаете, что произошло в Трета Югу, Брахманы они совершали жертвоприношения, они очень искусно читали мантры.
The test of the power of their mantra is they could take an old cow and put it into the sacrificial fire.
И так как способ, чтобы проверить их качество в прощении мантры, было, они брали старую корову и жертвовали на огне жертвоприношений.
And that old cow would come out of the fire with the fresh young calf's body.
И эта старая корова из этого огня выходила в теле молодого теленка.
Just imagine if we could do that with human beings now and this time in the world.
Представьте, если это возможно было бы делать с телами людей сегодня.
We become the most popular institution on the whole planet. Everybody come to ISKCON to get rejuvenated.
Мы бы стали самым популярным движением на всей планете, все бы приходили к нам, чтобы омолодиться.
Actually, on the spiritual level, we are doing that.
И на самом деле, на духовном уровне, мы это и делаем.
Because it's so subtle, they can't realize it, so they don't come, you see.
Но это настолько тонко, что они не видят это, и поэтому они не приходят.
So anyway, they were killing, they were not killing the cows, they were rejuvenating them.
И таким образом они не убивали коров.
What is the last word?
Rejuvenating means reviving them.
Они возвращали их, они возвращали их жизни.
So it appeared externally that they were killing them, but actually they were not.
Внешне казалось, что они убивают их, но на самом деле они этого не делали.
So just prior to the advent of Lord Buddha,
итак, перед приходом Господа Будды,
the sinful people of India were killing cows and saying, "It's Vedic."
Греховные люди в Индии убивали коров и говорили, это ведически.
The Vedic Brahmins did it.
Ведические брахманы делали это.
And we are doing it too. It's Vedic.
И мы это тоже делаем. Это ведически.
So Buddha had to come and put a stop to this nonsense.
И Будда должен был прийти и остановить это безумие.
Why are you following the Vedas?
И почему вы следуете Ведам?
The Vedas are false.
Веды не правы.
Don't you know that if you cause suffering to a creature, that you must suffer in the future?
Разве вы не знаете, что если вы делаете больно живым существам, вы будете страдать?
Don't you understand the law of karma? Don't you understand the law of karma?
Разве вы не понимаете закон кармы?
Therefore, you must become ahimsa, non-violence.
И поэтому вы должны следовать ахимсе, ненасилию.
So in this way, Buddha put a stop to the abuse of the Vedas.
И таким образом, Будда прекратил, чтобы использовали
and introduced morality. And introduced morality.
И он привнес понятие морали.
So technically, Buddhism is not a religion.
Технически, формально, буддизм – это не религия.
Because there is no God in Buddhism.
Потому что там нет понятия Бога.
It is sub-religion.
Это подрелигия.
It introduces moral principles of morality.
Она знакомит людей с другими принципами, с моралью в данном случае.
So then what to do now? Vedic culture was completely driven away from India.
И таким и что же делать? Ведическая культура была полностью унесена из Индии.
When the emperor Ashok embraced Buddhism, he was a powerful emperor. Then the whole India became Buddhist.
И когда император Ашок принял буддизм, тогда вся Индия стала буддистом.
No one read the Bhagavatam. No one read the Gita. Everything was rejected.
И никто не читал Бхагаватам, никто не читал Бхагавад-гиту, все было отвергнуто.
So what to do?
И что же делать?
How to bring India back to Vedic culture?
И как же вернуть Индию назад к ведической культуре?
So Krishna instructed Lord Shiva.
И Кришна дал наставление Господу Шиве.
Then you should appear in the garb of a Brahmin. In the appearance of a Brahmana. And you should teach a philosophy which is a compromise between Vaishnavism and atheism. To bridge the gap. So, Shankara, Shiva appeared as Shankaracharya. And he reintroduced the Vedic culture to India. But he did it in a twisted, distorted way. That was very similar to the atheistic Buddhism. He through expert word jugglery of the Vedanta Sutra, he put forward a conclusion that God, there is God, but God has no form, God has no personality.
И он очень успешно жонглируя словами из Веданта Сутры, он доказал, что Господь существует, но у Господа нет формы.
If Shankaracharya had introduced full-blown Vaishnavism, no one would have accepted it.
Потому что если Шанкарачарья проповедовал бы вайшнавизм, никто бы это в полной форме, никто бы не принял это.
God, but because he presented this halfway philosophy, he was able to get the people to accept it.
Но так как он только частично представлял эту философию, он достиг того, что люди приняли его.
And thus, again, the Vedas were accepted in India.
И таким образом опять Веды были приняты в Индии.
In fact, Shankaracharya was so powerful, he drove Buddhism completely outside of India.
И он был настолько могущественным, что он изгнал буддизм из Индии.
So now again, you have the Varnashram system, you have gurus, you have Vedic studies, that was all reintroduced back into India.
И теперь обратно люди были познакомлены с Варнашрам системой, с ведическими, изучением ведических систем.
But it was completely Mayavadi.
Но это было полностью Mayavadi.
That God is the impersonal oneness.
Что Господь является имперсональной единностью.
He has no form, he has no personality.
У него нет формы, у него нет личности.
He's not really he, we just say he as a matter of convenience.
Он даже не является он, мы просто говорим он, чтобы...
To help us make that leap to the impersonal understanding.
Чтобы мы могли в какую-то связь с этим имперсональным пониманием осуществить.
So now what to do?
И теперь что же делать?
Krishna instructed a number of great devotees to come. See, Shankara taught it, he taught Advaita, monism. That was his doctrine.
Shankara учил Advaita, monism.
But then Krishna sent Madhvacharya. He taught Dvaita, dualism.
И тогда Кришна послал Мадхвачарья, который учил Двайта, дуализм.
In defiance of the Advaita philosophy of Shankar, he presented dualism, that even after liberation, the living entity and the Lord are two.
И он учил, что после освобождения есть два, есть ты и есть Господь.
So other acharyas were also sent, Ramanujacharya. Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka. But then finally, Krishna himself came to finally wrap it all up. He came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he amalgamated everything together. He took the principle of Advaita and Dvaita and married them together. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. The absolute truth is simultaneously, inconceivably one and different.
Что верховная истина одновременно это является это одно и единое из различных.
And he preached very strongly against Mayavadi philosophy.
И он проповедовал очень сильно против философии Майявады.
The great court pandit Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya of Jagannath Puri, he was converted to Lord Chaitanya's movement. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the court pandit of Maharaj Prataparudra in Jagannath Puri. Prataparudra. And Lord Chaitanya went to Benares, where there was a powerful Mayavadi sannyasi who had 30,000 disciples. His name was Prakashananda Sarasvati. And he also, along with his followers, became a Hare Krishnas. So in this way, the Hare Krishna movement, it was started 500 years ago by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Mayavadis joined. There was even a few Buddhists left, not many, but a few Buddhists were left in India. Even the Buddhists joined. Even the Muslims joined Lord Chaitanya's movement. In fact, one of the Muslims, he became one of the big acharyas of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Haridas Thakur, he was Muslim. He became Namacharya. So this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had brought the most amazing spiritual revolution to India. And it could have then gone out and inundated the whole planet Earth. But it was held back. Lord Chaitanya held it back within India. Because one of his very, very special devotee, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he knew that he would be appearing on the planet a few centuries later. Lord Chaitanya wanted that Prabhupada would get the credit for spreading it all over the world.
So even
though Lord Chaitanya could have inundated the entire planet with Krishna Bhakti, he wanted that Srila Prabhupada would get the credit. So instead of personally doing it, he empowered Prabhupada to
do it.
So Srila Prabhupada is the last step in this formula, you see, which began with Lord Buddha.
И как вы видите, в этой формуле Шрила Прабхупада является последним звеном формулы, которая началась с Господом Буддой.
And Prabhupada is carrying on with his work even today.
И Прабхупада продолжает делать эту работу даже сегодня.
How is Prabhupada doing that?
И как же Прабхупада это делает?
Through us, his followers.
Через нас, его последователи.
He is through us. He is continuing to push forward this movement all over the world.
Через нас он продолжает продвигать это движение вперед.
So we are very fortunate to have this opportunity to assist Prabhupada.
И поэтому мы очень удачливы, что у нас есть возможность способствовать Прабхупаде.
Even though we are not very qualified, we're like monkeys.
Несмотря на то, что мы даже не имеем никакой квалификации, мы как обезьяны.
Just like Ram, Lord Ram, he engaged the forest monkeys in defeating the Rakshasas.
Таким же образом, как Господь Рама, он вовлек обезьян из лесов, чтобы побить Ракшасов.
We are like city monkeys.
Но мы городские обезьяны.
But Prabhupada is engaging us in helping to push forward this Sankirtan movement.
Но Прабхупада вовлек нас в это движение Sankirtan.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, now we can ask if there's any questions.
Acharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you has already inundated with Krishna Prema the whole planet.
The whole universe, actually, it's
different. But how to understand that it was said centuries before?
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's like Krishna said, I have already killed all the enemies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna.
Таким же образом, как Кришна сказал Арджуне, я уже убил всех врагов.
The battle hadn't even begun yet.
Но еще битва еще не
And Krishna is declaring, I've already killed all of them.
Кришна сказал, я уже убил их всех.
But now you must fight and take credit.
Но сейчас ты должен бороться и получить все заслуги.
So actually, Lord Chaitanya has inundated the whole universe. Why only the Earth planet? The whole universe he has inundated.
И таким же образом Господь Чайтанья уже затопил не только эту планету, всю Вселенную.
Now he wants you to preach and take credit.
Но он хочет, чтобы вы проповедовали и получили заслуги.
Next question. Yes.
Животное как душа. А, то есть, первый тип проповеди или действия, которое совершал Будда, это насчет завершения всех убийств животных. Как насчет второго такого мог или как должно подняться ненасилие на животное насчет души. В этом контексте он что тоже сделал.
There are mentioned two types of killers in this purpose.
Yes.
And Buddha stopped this one type of killers who killed animals.
Yeah.
But what to do to stop killing to stop
the identity killers?
Yes.
That is Lord Chaitanya's movement. We are putting a stop to the identity killers.
Чтобы остановить этих убийц нашей
Lord Chaitanya taught that. Lord Chaitanya taught this principle, Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nityada. So that principle, by that principle, he is defeating the identity killers.
И таким образом он уничтожает тех, кто убивает вот эту.
By enlightening the world, the people of the world as to what is their actual identity.
Напоминаю людям этого мира, что же является их изначальной личностью.
Questions more? Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada taught that one should look at any woman as at his mother, except his wife. What is a proper way to look at your wife?
Yes, Prabhupada actually said the wife should be addressed Devi.
И Прабхупада говорил, что надо обращаться к жене Деви.
That is goddess.
Богиня. What does it mean?
Goddess?
Богиня?
Actually, she has to be seen as an exalted spiritual personality.
Она должна быть, надо на нее смотреть как возвышенную духовную личность.
Not as a machine for your sense gratification. Questions more?
We have heard that there were internal and external reasons why Lord Chaitanya came. Were these external and the internal reasons for Buddha to come?
So there are external and internal reasons. Well, this is we're reading about external reasons here. I've never read anything about internal reasons. I wouldn't start to speculate.
Мы здесь читали о внешних причинах прихода Будды, но я никогда не читал о внутренних причинах, и я бы не хотел поэтому рассуждать об этом.
But the more that one advances in Krishna consciousness, the more that one can realize everything.
Но чем больше кто-то продвигается в сознании Кришны, тем больше он получает понимание любых вещей.
So if you would like to find out the internal reasons for Buddha's appearance, then I would suggest that you follow one instruction that Prabhupada gave me.
И поэтому, если вы хотите понять внутренние причины прихода Будды, я советую вам следовать наставлению, которое Прабхупада дал мне.
Srila Prabhupada instructed me in this way.
И он таким образом меня наставлял.
He said, if you will simply engage 24 hours in serving Krishna with full sincerity of attitude, then Krishna will personally come and answer your questions. So simply become completely absorbed in pure bhakti.
И таким образом полностью погрузитесь в бхакти.
And then Krishna will personally answer every single question you have.
Тогда Кришна лично ответит на любой из ваших вопросов.
We have time for about one more question.
У нас есть время еще на один вопрос.
Yeah.
Мой вопрос. Так как Господь является причиной всех причин, и должны ли мы критиковать другие религии?
As God is the cause of all causes, should we criticize other religions?
Why do you think there's other religions?
Почему вы думаете, что есть другие религии?
What makes you think there are other religions?
Наверное, просто нет
probably the, I don't have realizations.
Religion is this, comes from the Latin. It means to reconnect.
Религия происходит из латыни, и значит,
so there is one, just like arithmetic, 1 + 1 = 2.
Как в арифметике, 1 + 1 = 2.
It's true for Muslims, it's true for Christians, it's true for Hindus, for everyone. 1 + 1 = 2. It's a science.
Это наука, и она верна как для индуистов, так и для православных и мусульман.
So religion is also a science.
И религия это тоже наука.
It is a science of developing love for God. So we cannot say religions. That is a misconception. That is an idea invented by materialistic men. There is only one religion. And that is to develop pure love for God. That's all. If someone develops pure love for God, we don't mind whether they're a Hare Krishna, a Hindu, a Jew, a Muslim, whatever they may be. If they're developing pure love for God, they're first-class religionists. But we have to see if they've actually developed love for God. Not that they say, I love God, and they eat some hamburger. If you actually love God, then you will love all of His creatures also. You'll stop killing the cows. Did I answer your question? All right. Thank you very much. All right. So we thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Pichari Ki Jai.